I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Federal Department of Justice's decision to stop using privately run prisons is reverberating throughout Vermont. Vermont's Department of Corrections holds about 250 inmates at a private prison in Michigan. But after the Fed's announcement last week, some politicians and advocates are again calling for the state to stop using private prisons altogether. We wanted to learn some more about what it would actually take to do that and whether it's feasible. So we're joined right now by Lisa Menard. She's the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Corrections. Commissioner, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
And we should clarify at the outset that the DOC in Vermont does not have the authority to unilaterally stop using private prisons on its own. Help us understand then how this process would have to happen.
The reality is, if we were able to house all of Vermont's prisoners in-state, we wouldn't be utilizing the out-of-state facility.
So it's sort of a stopgap measure right now.
That's correct.
T.J. Donovan, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General in Vermont, has said that the legislature should make it a law where you cannot use privately run out-of-state prisons. That would have to happen through the legislature. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct.
If lawmakers decided tomorrow that the state could no longer use these prisons, I mean, what would that mean for the Department of Corrections? How would you accommodate that?
Well, that would mean that 250 inmates would have to be placed elsewhere, either through a state-run facility in another state or in the community in Vermont. From my perspective, what we really should be concentrating on is, are we utilizing the in-state beds appropriately? Do we have the right people in very expensive jail and prison beds? Are we using the beds for the purposes of enhancing public safety? And if that's the case, and we had the right people, the high-risk offenders who pose risk to public safety in jail, would we then need additional beds out of state? And I don't know the answer to that, but from my perspective, it's more an issue of looking at who is at risk to the community and needs to be in jail versus thinking about we have to be out of the out-of-state program. If we use evidence-based risk assessments, if we use correctional best practice, utilize beds for the higher risk offenders who are a risk to public safety, then I think naturally the out-of-state numbers would come down.
I want to talk about the cost of this for a moment. The per capita cost at a private prison in Michigan is less than half of what it costs to house a prisoner in Vermont. Do you have any idea how much it would cost the state if Vermont stopped using these private prisons out of state?
Well, that would depend. If we stopped using the prison out of state because we had enough beds in state, we would save money because we wouldn't be sending the money out of state. It's even less expensive to supervise people in the community, and that includes on various electronic monitoring devices with staff supervision. It's still less expensive than housing somebody out of state, and certainly less than housing somebody in state.
So you're saying it would be cheaper if they were in state but not in prison in state?
Unless there were empty beds in state. If there were empty beds, the cost to the facility would not necessarily increase because those are fairly fixed costs. They're the cost of staffing, they're the cost of the building, they're the cost of the medical contractor. You don't save money on an in-state facility unless you can actually close a good portion of it. For example, an entire unit, and then your savings are the staff-related savings.
It sounds like what you're saying, if I may synthesize it, is that it also involves a larger discussion about how we choose to sentence people to jail in the first place in Vermont.
I would say that's correct. Notwithstanding the Department of Justice information, I don't want to frame it as a conversation about how do we end the out-of-state program. I would rather frame it as how do we want to use jail and prison beds, and how do we continue to safely supervise people in the community that are a lower risk to reoffend.
We've been talking with Lisa Menard. She's the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Corrections. Commissioner, thanks for speaking with us.